You're listening to More Than Steps, the podcast where we geek out on how belly dance works, one coffee run at a time. I'm your hostess, Nadira Jamal. This is part three of a multi-part series exploring how to use dimension to add depth to your dancing. This episode can stand alone, or if you want an overview, you can start with the episode titled Dimension. One of our goals as a belly dancer is to add a visual component to the music. And shapes, being a very visual aspect, are one of the best tools we have for doing that. So in this episode, I'm going to introduce three different tactics for adding shape. Arm frames, body angles, and movement trajectories. So arm frames are how you position your arms. Literally, they're the shapes that you create with your arms. And like all dimensions, we can use them simply to create variety. If you're asking yourself, I'm bored, what should I do next? A really easy answer is make a different shape with your arms. But there are also practical reasons to choose one shape over another. For example, asymmetrical frames like the L, where one arm is overhead and the other one is extended, are great for drawing the audience's eye to one side of your body. So if you're doing something on the left, placing your arms in an L pointing leftwards will zoom the audience's eye right there. Narrow frames, like holding your palms together over your head, also create a long line that's aesthetically pleasing, and it also draws attention to any movements that break that line. Things like side-to-side movements, like hip slides, or things that cause that line to undulate, like vertical eights. But there are also emotional reasons for choosing different shapes with the arms, because our arms are a big factor in body language. For example, the V position creates this triumphant and proud quality. I know some dancers who call it V for victory. And our standard horizontal arm position is just very open and welcoming, which is one of the reasons why it's our go-to. Now, we can't talk about this in as much depth as I'd like because we have three areas to cover, but if you want some more detail, go check out my arm frames video in the Dimension Library. Our second tactic is body angles. And this is simply what direction you face while you're on stage. And again, this can be a matter of simple variety. You can just use body angles to change things up when you're starting to feel stale and add texture to your dancing without overstuffing it. But again, there are practical reasons to choose one angle over another. For example, if you're doing a one-hipped movement like hip drops, doing them at a three-quarter angle, where you're making about a 45-degree angle to the audience, well, that gives them the best view of the movement. But more than any other dimension, body angles create very strong body language. And this is something that was called to my attention by Joe Paul Williams of Three Pillars Del Sart in New York. Each one of the body angles communicates something different. And we don't have time to cover them all, but here are the most common three that we use. In the front angle, where you're facing the audience head on, what you're communicating is what you see is what you get. You're open, you're not hiding anything. And this draws on and communicates uncomplicated, even primal emotions. So strength, hunger, desire, aggression, laying your heart bare, pure physicality. The three-quarter position that we talked about a minute ago, though, that holds something back. And so that creates more complicated emotions and tones. It can be mysterious, romantic, flirty, even mystical. And if you turn around and face the back, then you're breaking your personal connection to the audience, and especially that eye contact. You've left the audience behind. Either you ran away from them, or you dismissed them and walked away. And this can create different effects. One is more of a voyeuristic effect, which makes the audience aware that they're watching you. It also invites them to look at the details of what you're doing without being distracted by your personality, because they can't see your face and they can't see your expression. Now, for each of these positions, there is a wide range. And so, let's say you're facing forward while shimmying. Is that a show of strength, or is it you baring your soul? Well, your body angle communicates the category. Is it what you see is what you get, holding something back or breaking that connection? But it's your expression and your demeanor that communicate the details. So be sure to use those two things together. And our third tactic is a movement trajectory. And these are simply the shapes that you trace with your body while you're moving. You can do curved shapes like circles, figure eights, crescents, and spirals. You can do linear shapes like lines, rectangles, Vs. So these are all shapes that you can paint in the air with any body part that you'd like. Your hips, your chest, your arms, even your hair. And once again, we can do this only to create variety. So if you've been doing lots of linear movements, you can switch to curved, or vice versa. Or you can create even more texture by mixing and matching both linear and curved movements within the same combo or section. But like all of the other dimensions, there are also emotional reasons to choose one over the other. Hey, puppy. So for example, curved movements can have this more romantic or mysterious quality in the same way that a three-quarter body angle does, while linear movements tend to be more strong, dynamic, and straightforward. And what's interesting about this is that this is true even if they're both executed in a soft way. Just because a movement is linear doesn't mean that it's necessarily percussive. And you can even apply this idea of trajectories to your props. If you're working with a veil, a cane, a sword, or manipulating your skirt, you can create both linear and curved trajectories using each of these. So think about painting shapes in the air, whether it's body parts or props. So how do you apply these to your dancing? Well, just like with any other dimension, a great place to start is to brainstorm different variations. What different ways of playing with shape can you think of? So list or sketch out as many arm positions, body angles, and trajectories as you can think of. Then I recommend that you go through your movement vocabulary and sort your moves into curved and linear movements. Now, there may be a few things that don't quite fall into either, like shimmies, and that's okay. They just don't have to go on the list for now. Then explore. Play around with as many different combinations of variations and moves as you can think of. You can watch yourself in the mirror, but it's definitely better to get yourself on video, since that will give you a better sense of what the audience is actually seeing. Then notice how you respond to each variation, what you like, and also how each arm pose and body angle change how you perceive each movement. And for extra credit, start watching for how other dancers are using these ideas. Now, the resources I mentioned are all included in the Dimension Library, which is a free collection of resources that I put together to support this series on Dimension. You can get that for free at bellydancegeek.com/dimension-library. And if you like what you've been hearing, please leave us a review on iTunes. It helps us and it helps other listeners find the show.
Thanks for listening. For more Geektacular resources, visit bellydancegeek.com.